Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Lil' Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Lil' Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
He brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God. Oh.
And he's doing a great job.
Okay. I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Diamond, you're doing a great job.
And together, they are Steiny and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
I just don't think you're looking at it the right way, Goo.
You truly might be my best friend. You know a lot about me, man. I just shared some real stuff with you. I just got off KTVU, Spadoni.
Oh, I don't know if you knew
you
that.
With Sal?
Yeah, Sal. I'll be on Monday, too.
You give him any room to ask you the questions?
No, I brought up Fred Dean. I said Bosa needs to be more like Fred Dean. Got a personal text after.
From Fred Dean?
No, from Sal said he liked the Fred Dean. Oh. He liked it.
Okay.
It's payday, baby.
Is it really?
See, that's that.
I don't think it is, actually.
That's what.
It's not payday. See, I'm right this time.
Well, you know what? I got something in the mail, so it feels like payday, but that's all that counts.
You got a side gig I don't know about?
Yeah, a couple things. A couple little things.
I think you're looking at the wedding the wrong way.
Let's do it.
So, look, here's the bottom line. We got a guy who's getting married tomorrow.
Stephen Langford.
Yeah, great guy. We worked with him at...
I've worked with him the longest. Since 2014. So we're family. Before Spadoni, all of you. It was me and Langford and Lucas.
This guy's imagination.
Okay? I know, it's real. So go ahead. I'm giving the background to the people.
So, he's getting married tomorrow. And like a lot of young people who are getting married, money is something that must be considered.
Hello?
Not only by the people having the wedding, but by the people attending
facts,
the wedding.
Facts.
So he invited people, and some people didn't make the cut. The first cut.
And that's how
the first cut
presented. We're in the break room. Langford's walking like he does every day. And I said, hey, Langford, I ain't got nothing in the mail. Your day's getting close, bud. And he had that look like his dog died and said, basically, you didn't make the cut.
Right.
So I said, who made the cut here?
Okay.
Because now I'm digging in. And it hurts to know that I care more about him than he cares about me.
Well, that goes for a lot of people.
Evan's going. All these guys, these new booties, it hurts.
I'm going.
But then I got somebody cancel, Goo.
Right.
You can go. But my friend Mike Grubbs is getting married tomorrow at the Antioch Golf Club. No, I don't want to go by default, by cancellation.
I got the same kind of invite, and I'm honored to go.
Oh, what? Now you make what?
It was late.
You didn't make the cut, though.
No,
just think
I didn't.
About that when you're in there tomorrow. You really shouldn't be there.
I'll really be thinking that at the open bar.
I got you.
Yeah, I'll be really mad that I was a second stringer.
Last thing about me. Spadoni, you didn't know this. 21st anniversary today.
Oh!
Yeah, me and Mia. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Deion Sanders.
Congrats, Mia and Goo. 21 years.
Deion Sanders.
Okay.
Yeah, Cliff Branch. Yeah.
All right.
Let's get to it.
All right.
Hey, you're in a good mood, man.
It's Friday.
Payday.
Yeah. Boy, we got a lot to get into. I got great sound. I got a letter from my guy, Harry.
Oh, he's back.
Yeah, he listened to the show yesterday. He's not happy with me, mostly.
Dude, you had a bad week. That Philly stuff. I'll tell you about it later at the cafeteria. Go ahead, son.
Oh, you know what? Just on this guy.
It's like,
look, what was proven over the week with a resounding hey, let me ask you this. There's a lot of stuff going on with the Niners. They play the Rams, and no Deebo Samuel, no Christian McCaffrey, George Kittle.
This is
now
crazy.
May not play.
Iffy.
Let me ask you this, because I'm getting this feeling, and this is the great part about football. There's one game a week, and in between the games, people talk. And the people who talk are, a lot of them, experts in the field. They've played the game.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Lil Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Lil Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
Game or they've coached the game. Before we get into anything, am I the only one detecting some involved in football are raising a few red flags about the 49ers offense, Brock Purdy, and Kyle Shanahan? It feels to me like they're not like flying up the flagpole, the red flags, but it feels like They're putting oil on the thing to grease it up. And
I thought of the great movie Taps when you thought about the, when you said flagpole. So I'll say this to that. I think you're omitting one thing. The defense, Donnie, I just told Sal, they've given up 13 to 22 third down conversions. So it's everything you said. My eyebrow is raised. And to be honest, the gamblers out there, it's minus seven, the Niners. So the confidence meter is on 100, but this is what I meant.
I don't think the confidence meter is on 100, but proceed.
Well, just from the gambling standpoint, because seven is pretty big. That's a big spread. Yeah, but the Niners on the road. Yeah. But my overall point to your partner is this is why, and you can chart it down, I keep saying or have been consistent with when you get there, you don't know what tomorrow brings.
There
it
is.
The best gift that the Lord has given us, best present, is today. And now, all of a sudden, through 3 weeks, guys are dropping like flies. So I'm not saying it's over, but it's already a different theme. Steiny, we don't know if McCaffrey's going to play at all.
No, he's not playing this week.
Okay, but that's what I'm like.
No, he's not playing this week.
So it's already different.
Oh.
No, I'm not doing that. But you're right. Steve Young, I thought you stole from him. I was going to text you yesterday. He said what you had been saying about Purdy. He wants to see him use the legs.
And when did he do the interview?
I don't know.
Right after I said it on 95.7, the game.
Steve.
Yeah. Actually, the greatest gift that you've been given is not today.
The present.
No, it's the past for you. You keep reliving it.
Boy.
And you know what? I'm starting to think that there's an ulterior motive here. I think 49er fans are really trying to get over those losses, and you keep reminding
them. And Filmo Mike lashed out at us the last Friday. Remember that? You know what? I'm done.
Anybody else sick of Guru bringing up the Super Bowl losses? I am.
Yeah. It's just you. It's bothering me.
Oh, man. It does feel like there's more and more discussion about Shanahan and Purdy, and we're going to talk all about it. Some sound about the 49ers. They have not thrown a lot of deep balls this year, and that's really not part of their makeup. It feels like maybe some teams around the league and coaches around the league are trying to get the 49ers to play offense a certain way where they have the advantage. I'm talking about the defense.
Wow, man.
And we'll see what happens against the Rams, but
125.
Does this matter at all to you? And this is the most basic stat I can throw at you. Through 14 games last year, the Niners averaged over 30 points a game.
14?
Damn. First 14 games.
Oh, first 14, okay. Yeah.
First 14 games, they averaged 30.3 a game. Their last eight, which starts with Baltimore and runs through last week against the Vikings, 24 points a game. A touchdown difference, essentially. Big deal or not? They scored a lot of points the first 14 games last year. In the last eight, again, they were in the playoffs, so they're playing better teams.
All right.
But they don't score as much as they have the first 14 games of the year.
But they're missing their best player offensively.
Well, not last year. Not against Baltimore and all those games.
That's when it got funky.
That's why I picked
chance.
That. Yeah. Okay. So it's since Baltimore.
Well, my overall point to that, Stoney, and I appreciate the early nugget, is what would the Warriors be without Steph Curry? There would be a residual impact. You know what I'm saying? So if we get to week six and there's no McCaffrey and this offense does not even hit 30 points, not that it's right, can't we just point to...
But six of the eight games, they were healthy. Well, you know what I'm saying? Well, like they've against the
Super Bowl. I remember the whole playoff run.
Yeah.
I didn't understand who they were, but they got it. They got there.
All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. And my simple question to 49er fans is, are you getting the sense that maybe defenses are catching up a little, dare I say, to the 49ers and to Kyle Shanahan's offense? That's what we're going to start with
today. And real quick, what part of the program do I just go in on Otani? My new favorite athlete.
You know, you can go on and do it during this commercial break. What's coming up on the game is presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. That segment was brought to you by LifeSource Water Systems. Do it now.
It's the Guru, Steiny, Guru, Steiny, Guru, Steiny Show. Let's go!
Good morning, everybody!
Yeah!
It's a Friday in the Bay. A little gloomy. It's getting a little gloomy. And now this is interesting because September and October are usually the nicest months here in the Bay Area.
Overcast.
Yeah.
It'll burn off. By the time we get to where we're going.
All right. You've heard of Jay Gruden, right?
Come on. His brother trying to get back in the game. Said he'll want to be a college coach. But yeah, I have.
Jay Gruden, former head coach of Washington and former OC in Cincinnati and Jacksonville. He was on with Willard and Dibbs yesterday, but he also did a podcast with John Middlecoff, the Three and Out podcast.
Okay.
And so the sound that I'm going to play is from that. But here's where I want to start today. I want to start with Jay Gruden talking about the offense run by Kyle Shanahan. Take a listen.
I think it's all predicated on the outside zone is that what really they made famous, and then the play actions off of it, really. I think their passing game is pretty much nothing really special. Their protection schemes are a little, when they get down or they have a lot of third downs, they're not quite as effective as something teams like an Andy Reid type guy. But first and second down, these guys will kill you. If they're having success on first and second down, they have a litany of play action passes and boots and leaking the tight ends out around the backfield and the runs they get going. They're very schooled in how they want their run blocking to be. They have different variances off the outside zones with the sifting and very creative ways to get to the same spot, which is what I liked about how they ran it. I actually think Kyle's best season as a play caller, we had Robert Griffin as a rookie. I mean, he put in some plays nobody's ever saw. The zone reads with the sifting tight end, and then they're bluffing that guy, and then he's keeping it with the lead blocker, and then they're pulling it out, throwing a glance route right behind the Pierre Garçon, and then finally the league caught up with it. They were starting to fall back a little bit on some of these sift blocking, but that first came in, he was giving defenses nightmares. And he's definitely a great play caller, first, second down, probably one of the best.
Jay Gruden.
Damn.
He said they
kill you on first and second, Stoney.
And that when they're a little more predictable or on third and passing situations, they're just not as effective as they are on first and second down.
And we saw a lot of that on the in last year's playoffs. You know what I mean?
Question is why?
That is the million-dollar one.
Let's start with Vince in San Francisco. Get us started, Vince. How you doing, man?
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Yes, sir.
Steiny, to answer your question, I think, you know, if you look back at the game against the Vikings, obviously the Super Bowl, and then we go back against the Ravens and the Browns, those four teams all seem to kind of bait Brock Purdy into some of those throws that he likes to take. We've seen enough game now from Brock that we see he's a risk taker, he's a gunslinger, and he's definitely confident that he can make the throws that he throws. But I feel like sometimes, you know, those windows are super tight. There should have been probably three balls picked off that he threw that Debo just manned up and went to go get. Now, that's a lot of trust with your receiver, and I don't see him really making those throws to anybody else. But I do think that teams are starting to disguise coverages and having windows show open, but they're sitting on it, waiting for it to come, and they're kind of anticipating because they're starting to learn his tendencies now. He's not a new quarterback anymore. There's tape. He's been in the league. He's got about, I don't know if you'd want to call it two seasons. I would call it two seasons worth of game film, and I think teams are starting to really, you know, pick it apart. And, you know, it's like Kyle gets that lemon booty that you guys like to call it, you know, and he kind of puckers up if we're ahead. And then there really isn't much. I don't ever see any big plays or big risk plays being called
right.
When we're down and we got to get it going. It took, 3 minutes or something like that to get down the field to score, and then, you know, we ran out of time. Ran out of time.
Vince,
so I don't know.
Real quick, let me put a rat on the table because I don't subscribe to this, but it's starting to grow. I don't like this, and I wouldn't pay a receiver $30 million a year if I thought he couldn't. But do you think there's anything to what PFF said about the Niner receivers collectively in the Super Bowl, that they're not getting much separation? So maybe it isn't on Brock. I don't believe it, but is there anything to that? Because you didn't mention the receivers.
No, I do actually think there's some water to that. I mean, let's look at what the comparison has been between Deebo and B.A. was B.A. is such a great route runner, right? Well, how come he's not getting open? I understand that, you know, Baldy did a breakdown where they showed B.A. was getting bracketed. He is actually facing a lot of double teams. So then how come, you know, Deebo's not getting open?
Well,
but if you watch the tape, at least to me, what I see is B.A.'s number one or Deebo's number one, and then the number two is flip-flop. I think that's why Juwan Jennings is getting so many catches. He's a third option, and he always seems to be wide open across the middle. You know what I mean? So maybe it's a bunch of disguising using, you know, the reputation and the talent that the team has. You know, a lot of distractions and runoffs, and then somebody else is open. I think that's why they re-signed Juwan Jennings for three more years, because he's third in Juwan for a reason.
Yeah. Good stuff, Vince. Appreciate the call.
And I'll tell you this, Donnie. Remember, you know, the Warriors back in their heyday with Durant or any loaded team, football, baseball, basketball, pick your poison. And if I'm going into a game against the Niners with Ayuk, Deebo, and Jennings, I'm sorry, Stoney. I'll take Jennings trying to beat me all day.
Do you think,
like, I'll take that as a victory that I'm stopping the other two?
If you're the other team?
Yeah.
I don't know. Not if,
because he ain't taking it 80. He ain't doing the Deebo, throw it to him and out the backfield.
But he's moving the chains with most of his catches.
Right, but my point is he really? And this is not a Juwan Jennings issue. It's just maybe this is why they were so pedestrian as a whole. They scored 7 points in two playoff games at home. This high, prolific offense at halftime. They scored 7 against the Packers in the first half. And then Detroit, it was 24-7 at half. Like, where's these points? Where's it? Where? So now
so they scored 27 in the second half.
But you had an overzealous coach that, you know, we won't do that today. But my point being, they kept them under wraps for two quarters.
See, I don't care if George Kittle catches 3 passes for 30 yards, Ayuk catches 4 passes for 40 yards, and Jennings catches 7 for 125. Like, I don't care about that.
And I hope you don't think I do.
No, but because obviously you go to the guy who's open, and if the other two guys are getting more emphasis, then the chances are Juwan Jennings is going to be open. But what I thought was interesting in Vince's call was he used a term that I do not equate with Brock Purdy. He said Brock's a gunslinger. This is how Kyle Shanahan talked about Brock recently.
We never asked Brock to really do too much. We asked him to do the play that's called. If nothing's there, what are your options after that? You scramble, you throw things away. Sometimes you take a sack. Things you always try to do is not turn it over, but nothing really changes when you're missing guys. It's game plan can sometimes change, but not what you ask the quarterback to do.
So they're not going to ask the quarterback to do anything different.
But can we both agree, those are words, but the way Brock plays a position, he is looking for the big play.
Well, I don't think he is looking for the big play in terms of, like...
Well, he took 6 sacks, and how many of those saying...
Maybe looking for it to
holding
that.
On to the ball, think, you know, and again, I'm not ready to... I'm not there. I know what I see Ayuk... Well, I know what he's capable of route running and getting off the line of scrimmage. Debo's different, but, you know, his pluses are catching the ball on the jet sweeps and all that good stuff. My point is, I'm starting to wonder, is there anything to it to where Brock's getting sacked all of a sudden, Stoney, because these guys are taking too long to get open. I don't know. I know he hit Jennings for that big fourth down, right, early in the game. Brock Purdy did. But I look at Brock not like Jimmy, Stoney, like he's trying to eat downfield.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, then why hasn't he thrown any pass for 50 or more yards?
Why hasn't he thrown
any pass for more than 40 yards?
Maybe it's not there.
Why has he only completed one pass beyond 30 yards?
I gotcha. So it's how you're going to divvy up the why.
I mean, I'm just looking at...
I'm starting to wonder, a guy's open, and he's holding on to it.
I don't know, but it's got to be maybe a round table pizza, standing a combination.
Yeah.
It's got to be a combo of all that. But I don't, but the least thing I reside to is the fact he's not looking deep. And no. Now I'm starting to look at who he's got running these routes.
They don't have a receiver like that.
Then why do you pay IU number 11 what you did? Because let me tell you who gets bracketed and steal balls. CeeDee Lamb, Ja'Marr Chase, the 97-yard guy, Fiddler on the Roof, Justin Jefferson. Those guys get it all. It's life. It's normal. So if we're just going to say you could take B.A. away because of double coverage or miss me with that. You don't get this much money. And that's why there's pressure on Brandon this Sunday and moving forward. But I don't have the answer to that question.
Well, the answer is that Brandon Ayuk, his strength is route running. It's not getting deep or getting behind the defense. I think the only guy they have who can do that is the rookie, Cowing. And that's what I'm starting to hear. Listen to Patrick Peterson, former D-back for the Cardinals.
His offense is more compact inside the numbers to where he's running the football, you know, linemen, you know, with different movements with the offensive linemen. So he's more dedicated to the run game far as now when he's running the football, he's sucking those, getting those linebackers' eyes stuck in the backfield, those defensive back eyes stuck in the backfield to where now he can hit those intermediate passes behind the linebackers. And that's what kind of makes his passing game go because he's big on the running game. You know what I mean? So, and you look at all the quarterbacks that he had. He really never had a quarterback that had a big arm to throw the ball outside the numbers. He always getting quarterbacks that's real good with those intermediate passes because that's what makes his offense run.
Mm. Yeah, that
so
that,
by design,
that little layered pass.
So Kyle's not looking for the Justin Jefferson wouldn't like this offense. Or maybe Kyle would change it if he had something like that.
It doesn't matter.
They don't have
that ability.
That you are correct with that.
But did it get him beat in the last 5 years? Did they have a bona fide
Emmanuel Sanders was open.
Well, but did they have a bona fide deep threat?
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.